It's getting to into that mid 80s cheese though, just a little bit. I think we need a palate cleanser, folks.
What do you say?
Well, let's hear some punk rock, man. Let's hear some folk punk, actually. The Violent Femmes.
I knew you were going to put them on your list.
I had to. Their debut album, which has, you know, it doesn't have one bad song on it. It's so good. They have about 50 songs that I love, and I think the first album really said it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that came out in 1983.
Wow.
And
they've been around for so much longer than I ever remember that they had been.
Discovered by Chrissy Hynde, actually James Honeyman Scott, guitar player for the Pretenders.
Hmm.
Yeah. And this is from 1983. This is Prove My Love off of their self-titled debut album, Violent Femmes.
Number six.
Enough said.
I'm dropping hints, candy for candy, coated tongue. You're being so good, so very good for me. What do you think? Tell me honestly. I'm way, 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 way for you to come. Oh, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
And prove my love to you. Just how bad it had gotten and just how sick I had become. But it could change with this relationship. DD range, you've all been through some shit. Nip for a thing, I think this thing's begun. Oh, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
That's the Violent Femmes, baby. Milwaukee, Wisconsin's own.
Yeah.
Shannon Hurley, you're up.
All right. Number five is
Number five.
The Metro by Berlin.
Oh, wow.
Written by John Crawford. He was part of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And this song has been covered by a number of artists, which I would love to hear the cover of this. System of a Down.
What?
Covered this song.
Say what?
What? We're going to have to dig that one up sometime.
System of a Down featured on our top 10 heavy metal bands.
That would be episode. A good song. Top 10 unlikely covers.
Yeah, it's in the master list.
Oh, good. Okay.
I believe so. Should be anyway.
All right. So I'm not going to say a whole lot about the song, but I do love the synth lines in the song.
You're kind of a synth nut.
Yeah. So, and I just like Terry Nunn in this video. I thought she was really pretty and it appealed to my 10-year-old self.
There you go. Riding on the Metro. Shall we hear it?
Yes.
All right. Shannon's number five, Berlin, the Metro.
Number five.
Thank you.
rocking those possible 808s.
Rocking the Doppler effect.
Yeah.
Doppler effect. What's your number? What are we on?
Five. My number five. I mentioned earlier that I bought my first record in 1983. Mm, yes. And it was a single off of this album. Oh no, the phone again. We're short on time, people. Please. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Are you turning the phone off when you answer it?
No, I'm not. I swear. All right. So this first record I bought was a 45 called Rock of Ages.
Yes.
From the album Pyromania by a certain band called Def Leppard. And I still like Def Leppard. I don't care what anyone says. They're 90s out. Everything after Hysteria I could definitely do without. Let's Get Rocked and Never Needed Someone So Bad and all that stuff I could do without. But in the 80s, there was three albums, High and Dry, Pyromania, and Hysteria. Couldn't beat them.
Untouchable.
Yeah.
Oh, and check this out. When I was working at Alfalfa Market in Boulder.
Boulder, Colorado?
Yeah. Somebody came through my checkout line, and it was Mr. Rick Allen, the drummer.
Hey.
Yeah.
And he had only one arm.
Yeah, he did. But
did he need help with his bags?
No, he did not. Sorry, thank you very much. But yeah, I checked him out. At Alfalfa Market in Boulder.
Checked out his butt.
I don't know if that's where he was living or if that's where he just was passing through or something. I don't know.
That's a really
my brush with fame.
Randomness.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pyromania was the album that came out in 83, and Foolin' is my favorite song off that record. Cool. So I'm going to play that right now. This is Def Leppard with Foolin'.
Good choice.
My number five. Thank you.
Number five. Take your
So we've discovered there's a new rule in songwriting.
Well, for a superlative song.
Huh?
For a superlative song.
A superlative song? All the best superlative songs. I don't even know what that word means, but they all have two pre-choruses.
Yeah, just like that one did.
Okay.
That's the new rule.
Yeah, Def Leppard Foolin'. That's my number five. Getting some rockin' heavy metal into the show.
Yeah.
Shan, what's up? What's your number four?
Keep Feeling Fascination by the Human League.
Yeah.
And this video always confused me a little bit. It just starts out with a big orange dot, and it's over a house or a, you know, part of a town. And then I didn't know what the Human League was. I was like, are these a bunch of swingers? Like, it was always just like two girls.
Right.
So they're all like, you know, swapping their parts back and forth. I was like, this is
just
weird.
Like they swapped
and
their wives.
But I didn't understand it, but they were the coolest thing I ever saw on MTV. So anyways,
this song is ridiculously catchy.
It's ridiculously catchy, and it's got great synthesizer parts that are sort of warped sounding.
Yeah.
And it was just really funky, just like not in a funky way, but in a weird way. So I always loved it.
Yeah, I do like this one too. I must say, guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
The Human League, Keep Feeling Fascination. Chance number four.
Number four.
Passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on quickly, we got a book here because Bike Talk is coming in at 10 o'clock. My next song is my number 4, and we're talking about The Cure.
Cool.
And we're talking about The Love Cats. This is a non-album single, their first top 10 hit in the UK, and they were kind of a doom and gloom kind of, you know, goth band or whatever. And then they got a little poppy, starting with 1982's Let's Go to Bed. And I started working for them, and they took that to the next level with this song. I just love it. It's all playful and jazzy.
It is. It's great.
This is The Love Cats.
It's cute.
Yeah. 1983's The Love Cats by The Cure. My number 4.
Number 4.
Number 4.
My number 4. Shannon, what's your number 3?
Number 3
song from 1983.
Words. Hey. By Missing Persons.
What are words for?
What are words for when no one listens anymore?
That's right. Listen up.
Ah, I love it.
What are words
this
for?
This song is way ahead of its time, you know, with the advent of cell phones and isolated, you know, people just walking around.
All the newfangled technology.
Yeah, it's very, well, it's very of its time. And Dale Basio, the singer, she just... she was just so weird and cool. she dyed her hair blue and she wore aluminum foil bathing suits.
Katy Perry was the first person to ever dye her hair blue.
Yeah, right.
In the history of the world. No,
no, right. No. Dale Bozzio sort of did the Neapolitan style of blonde and red and blue.
What a weirdo. All right.
Yeah, she's
shall
great.
We?
Yes, go for it.
All right. Words. Voids, I should say. That's number three.
Number three.
Good stuff.
Well, we were talking during the song that Missing Persons Personnel was actually Frank Zappa's backing band.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had no idea. Dale, the singer, and Terry, the drummer, they were.
Dale was also in Frank Zappa's band?
Yep.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and they married. They actually married Dale and Terry in 1979. And Warren Cucurullo encountered the pair while contributing to the Zappa album Joe's Garage. O'Hearn was also a member of Zappa's touring band. So almost everybody in Missing Persons was also in Frank Zappa's band.
It's pretty awesome. And yeah. I love that song.
Yeah.
Words. Voids. All right. My number three is from Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
Cool. I knew you were going to put this on, and I'm glad.
Yeah. He had like a nice little mini hit with Every Day I Write the Book off of the album Punch the Clock in 1983. And that album also contained this song, which I'm going to play, called Shipbuilding.
Cool.
And I just love this song. It was written, music was written by Clive Langer, and it was supposed to be for a singer, Robert Wyatt, who recorded a version of it in 1982 with newly written lyrics by Elvis Costello. And Elvis recorded his own version of this song for Punch the Clock. Elvis described the lyrics as the best I've ever written. That's the, yeah. And there's a whole thing. You can read up on what the song's about. It's going to make my top 10 protest songs or top 10 anti-war songs. There's a very involved story about the Falkland Island War and all that stuff. I won't get into now because we are short on time. But Shipbuilding, I love this song. And the trumpet solo is by Chet Baker, and it's just gorgeous.
Is it a trumpet or is it?
Oh, it's a trumpet.
A cornet, because it has a really warm tone to it. But
I believe it's a trumpet. All right, this is. We'll find out. This is Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Shipbuilding. My number three.
Number three.
Just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got killed in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship building. With all the will in the world, diving for pearls.
and we could be diving for pearls. And we could be diving for pearls. When we could be diving for pearls.
I love that song. Love the piano too. Steve Naive. Man, is that
Steve Naive.
Steve Naive.
What a great stage
Don't
name.
I think it's his real name.
I love it.
Yeah, on the piano. And yeah, Chet Baker on trumpet. I believe it's a trumpet. Almost positive. You were saying that that was possibly Chet Baker's last
recorded performance.
Wow.
Yeah.
He died 5 years later. Fell out of a window?
Fell out of a hotel window in Amsterdam.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he had a heroin addiction and probably it was
the influence. Jeez. Yeah. I love that song though. Shannon, it's number two.
Number two is one of my favorite sing-along songs of all time. It's They Don't Know. It was originally written by Kirsty MacColl when she was on Stiff Records. They didn't do enough promoting of the single, and so it kind of fell flat.
Great song.
But Tracy Ullman was also signed to Stiff Records. You didn't know this, but she was actually a punk singer.
I think we discussed that a few months ago. I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were talked about because she had another... Oh, shit. I can't think of the...
Oh, is it that Breakaway song?
Breakaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great song.
Yeah.
Tracy Ullman.
So, yeah. So, she did this song in 1983. And I remember watching this video on MTV. And at the end of it, Paul McCartney makes an appearance.
That's right.
And it's because Tracy Ullman had a bit part in his movie, Give My Regards to Broad Street. So, he returned the favor and appeared
so
in her
awesome.
Video. But this song is just so, like, the video is hilarious. She's just like this, you know, like, dowdy old frumpy woman pushing her shopping cart and wearing
Go watch
her,
the video.
Yeah, go watch the video. But this song is just really fun. And it's Kirsty MacColl actually reprising her backing vocal in this song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's actually her there in the background. So enjoy if you don't know the song.
Shannon's number two.
Number two.
Tracy Ullman.
You beg for me.
Yeah.
If you look on my feed, Dieter just posted the video, so.
Thanks, Dieter.
Thank you. So look on my Facebook personal page, and you'll see the Tracy Ullman video.
We'll repost it on the all-time top 10
yes,
page.
Yes, you have to.
Definitely. Sure. All right. It's time to bum everybody out. My number two. This is a band I can't believe never played on this show before.
Bum everybody out.
Well, it's a song about massacre. And it's yeah.
Why are you going to bring everybody down?
The song's all about Bloody Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. January 30th, 1972, Derry, North Ireland. 26 unarmed civil rights protesters were shot by the British Army, and 14 of them were killed. Yeah. And all part of the conflict in Northern Ireland. And this is U2. And I can't believe I've never played this band on this show before.
U2 does protest songs better than anybody I know.
Yeah, especially back in this time, their album War, their third album, is awesome. New Year's Day was also, it's about the Polish
Pride in the Name of Love.
Right.
Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, U2. And
God bless them.
This is just a great little song. This is when they were starting to become the biggest band in the world. And, yeah. And this is my number two, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Hit it.
I am.
Number two.
Close my eyes and make it go away. How
Good pick.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was surprised that you didn't have any U2 on your list, or maybe you do. You're number one. But real quick, listener Christopher just called, and a couple shout outs for him. He wanted to mention Major Tom, mm-hmm. Coming Home by Peter Schilling.
My alternate.
Yep. Owner of a Lonely Heart, which we played. And also Elton John. Guess that's why they call it the blues. So anyway.
But not I'm Still Standing. I like that song.
Better than I ever did. All right, Shan. This is it.
All right. This is it.
This better be good.
This song won the 1983 Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance.
Oh.
Female. And an Oscar for Best Film Song. So I guess female vocal performance, best pop vocal performance, and the Oscar for best song. So now you know it's from a movie.
I'm going to guess it's Madonna.
No.
Shoot.
No. It's from Flashdance.
Oh.
This is Irene Cara, right. With the help of songwriters Giorgio Moroder and Keith Forsey.
Nice.
This song shot to the top. It helped to fuel the leg warmers trend of the 80s, which I would be wearing leg warmers, but it's freaking 114 degrees in the studio right now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would pay tribute. So this song is my number one.
Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, not oh, what a feeling, but
oh, it's just what
Flashdance,
a feeling.
.. What a feeling.
Flashdance, ..
What a feeling.
All right. Shannon's number one, Irene Cara.
Number one.
Your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride. In a world made of steel, made of soul. Wrap around, take a hold of my
Wow.
I feel so inspired to just go dance out in the streets of LA right now.
In the streets?
Yeah.
Oh, please don't do that. You'll get run over by a cab. That's Irene Cara. Shanna's number one.
A cab. A handsome cab.
A handsome cab. Shanna's number one song of 1983.
Yeah.
Flashdance. All right. My number one, We're the Here. And Mr. Dieter wanted to hear some Police. And he wants to hear Every Breath You Take, which was the biggest hit single of 1983. Mm-hmm. Number one for 8 weeks. But I want to play something else from the album Synchronicity.
What?
Yep.
Oh, no. You're going to leave everybody hanging.
I'm going to leave him hanging. Mm. No, I want to hear Synchronicity, too. And I just love this song. It's a... It's a hard rocker mm-hmm. for the Police. And
yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Also was a single in that year. 1983 was the year of Michael Jackson and the Police. I mean, yeah. They were just everywhere. And, of course, they broke up at the end of the year, sadly. Anyhow, this song, it just rocks. And I love it. This is my number one.
Nice one.
Thank you. Synchronicity 2.
Number one.
Many miles away.
All right, we're running low on time. So, Shannon, real quickly, what are your alternates?
Another Michael Jackson song, Beat It.
Yes.
99 Lift Balloons by Nina.
Yeah.
This time by Brian Adams.
Uh-huh.
I have so many. I don't even want to go through
it. I know, okay. You got like a billion of them. Cool. I also had This Time by Brian Adams. I'm surprised you didn't play it. General Public, Tenderness, The Kinks, Come Dancing, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's from that year?
Huey Lewis and the News.
From that year?
It is. I Want a New Drug is my other one.
Wait, the Katrina and the Waves song is from 83?
83, baby.
Are you sure? I feel like that was a late 84 or a possibly 85.
You are wrong, girl.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, that's all the time we have. Bike Talk is up next, everyone.
Yeah, stay tuned for Bike Talk.
Stay tuned for Bike Talk. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, and our website for all-time top 10 is alltimetop10.podomatic.com. And next week on the show, me and my buddy Matt Diamond are going to break down some Neil Diamond because it's the 40th anniversary of Hot August Night, and we're going to see him at the Greek.
I can't wait.
So we're going to get
all three of us, right?
You and me and Matt are going to see Neil Diamond at the frickin' Greek
first
theater.
Neil Diamond experience ever.
I know, it's crazy. So we're going to break down the top 10 Neil Diamond songs of all time next week. And so that's all the time we have today, folks. And until next time, peace out.
Check out more episodes at www.alltimetop10.podomatic.com. Follow us at alltimetop10 on Twitter and like us on Facebook. New episodes every Sunday at killradio.org.